And they said, when you got to New Zealand, they sent you where? To hospital again?
I was very much improved by the time I got to Wellington. I was able to match with the rest of the sick to Buckle Street. And after waiting our turn, I got my discharge and a ticket back to my home in Levin.
You weren't in hospital in New Zealand?
No, I forgot about that. They gave me a ticket to go to Napier Hospital. And I was only there for 4 weeks.
And at Napier Hospital, what did they think was your trouble?
I'm not quite certain about that. I think they thought it was...
I think it was TB or something like that.
Yes, I remember now. They did think it was TB.
And you were only there a few weeks and...
Yes.
Then you were discharged as fit?
Yes, I was.
Well, a bit strange for TB to clear up as quickly as that.
Yes, that's why I don't think it was TB.
What do you think it was?
The curse of Egypt.
When you went into this, when you went on this dig, it was before Lord Carnarvon had started excavating Tutankhamun's tomb, wasn't it? I think that was later on.
Oh, later on, that's true, yes.
So they had trouble with this curse of Egypt.
Oh, they did, yes.
Is that when you thought that might have been your trouble?
Yes, I think so, very definitely.
And you were past being quite fit again?
Yes.
For overseas service?
I was fit. As a result of meeting my officer that had just come back, he placed me in a job in Buckle Street, Wellington.
And how long were you there? Not till the end of the war.
No, I was there for just over 18 months, but I got very tired of it. It was nothing to do. Practically nothing to do.